Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Normally, I would start the show with our entrance music, and then I would say something corny, and we would go from there. But since this is our 30th show, I'm just going to start it off by saying, one, I want to personally thank you two ladies for what you've done for the past 30 weeks as far as putting this show together. I know I've been a pain in your asses, and I know things get a little sloppy at times, and a little bit, we got to go spur the moment with stuff, but I want to thank you, Faye, for one, initially coming in on this with me without a second thought, and I appreciate you. And Felicia, things you've done when Faye was busy, you subbed in, and when I asked you to be a host, you jumped right in there, and I appreciate what you've done, and you two ladies have been the cornerstone of this show. I'm just a nut. I'm just like... the nut with you two very special, very beautiful, very intelligent ladies together. And for real, this is y'all's show. And I've just been the one putting it out there, but this is y'all's show, and y'all have done a tremendous job, and I want to thank both of y'all for what y'all have done individually as well as collectively. I want to say thank you.
Aww. And I personally want to thank Felicia for being able to step in, because for some reason, this wrestling world kind of took off a little bit, and there's been times where I just haven't been able to do the show, which I miss the show all the time. So, Felicia, thank you so much for joining Big Daddy's Hard Talk, because he could not do this show by himself. I'm just saying.
It would be such a male chauvinist-driven sausage.
Exactly.
I need that female balance in there. Yeah, because all I do is have a bunch of dudes just call in and talk about women, and we're going to talk about TNA and all this stuff.
Ew. I thank both of you guys so much. It's really fun to do this with, you know, both of you, no matter who's on any night. Big Daddy, this is our show, all of our show. And, you know, Faye, I don't know what you're talking about, saying for some reason the wrestling kicked off, but no, you are very talented. I think all three of us are very talented, and we each add something to this show, and that's why we made it to 30 shows. And may we get 30 more and 30 more and 30 more. So congratulations to both of you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. I wanted to have somebody special call in, and I've been working on this for a week or two, and the person couldn't call in, so hopefully by maybe show 40, he could call in. I don't want to say his name yet, but I did have Felicia know who I had picked. Even she was like, wow. So hopefully by maybe the 40th show, he could call in. I do have Keith hopefully calling in from the Inquirer. He was with the Sixers as far as the Summer League, both Summer Leagues, Utah as well as Vegas. And I want to get his view on Ben Simmons. And I did have Christian slated to possibly call in because he was with the team also. And whoever else wants to call in, and it's another brother that I was a Broad Street Beefcake with. His name is Keith from Up the Block. He's a comedian as well as an activist in the community, and I wanted him to call in too. And I think he's really busy today with the Democratic Convention going on. He had a couple of things to do, so I wanted him to kind of call in real quick. But we'll see how it goes. But if he doesn't, I will completely understand, because the Democratic Convention is in Philadelphia today, and people are really buzzed about this election. And that's where I want to go real quick. I want to go on a rant. And I'm going to just get to it. And then we'll take commercials here and there. We're going to talk about the WWE pay-per-view. We're going to talk some Sixers talk, NBA talk. But I want to start with this. I said to myself, every show I wanted to get into something that was serious. I didn't want to make it all entertainment. I didn't want to make it all hee-hee, ha-ha, whatever. It is like that, but just we have a social obligation to at least keep some things really real. And this bothered me. Felicia and Faye, you both know that I am a spiritual person. I believe in the Lord, and I'm a saved individual. I'm an ordained deacon. And I go to a church, Ever Abundant Life. And yesterday we had a guest preacher come in. And no disrespect to my preacher, my apostle. I love him to death. And he chose this guy to come in and preach. And everybody's opinion is everybody's opinion. And you have to respect that. And I respect his opinion. Talking about the guy who came in to preach. I can't remember his name. But one of the things he said, which I totally disagreed with, and it irked my soul to the point where I wanted to talk about it today, and that is that he was pretty much saying that he was not going to vote this election because he didn't care who got in office. He was leaning on the Lord to do the Lord's work, and I understand that. I totally understand that. Sometimes you got to let God do what God do. But there was people, our people, black people, who died for us to have the right to vote. And I know I was guilty of it at a young age, but now I make it the point to go and vote. And even when I did not discourage people from voting. If you're going to vote, vote. It's our right. And our voices must be heard. If you don't think our voices are heard or not, you still have to vote. And for him to say that, and then he went on to say, he goes, Trump does get in, because you're going to see bunches of people running into the church praying and on their knees, asking the Lord to watch over them because Donald Trump is in office. And I'm going to say this, and this is my opinion. If Donald Trump gets in office, it's going to be hell on earth. I think there's other countries that's wishing that Donald Trump gets in office so they can take liberties on our country. And if a war does jump off, I don't know if this preacher has kids. My kids are not in the military, but my daughter is married to someone who's in the military who could get shipped out to fighting this war. And I don't want to see my daughter go through that because we dropped the ball and didn't keep the devil out of office. Now, if you agree, you disagree, I welcome your opinion. I welcome your call. Ladies, I'm asking your opinion on the subject. Please give it to me.
Well, I'm a spiritual person too, so you know me from passing in the same places of worship and whatnot. But I think he just set a really poor example for not only black people who already have issues with voting anyway. I mean, I don't know why, but they do. They just don't get up and get out and vote. So I think that was setting a really poor example. And being someone that is spiritual, I feel that it's not our job to say, oh, I'm not going to vote, you shouldn't vote either, and here's why. Number one, it's separation of church and state anyway, so you're not really supposed to be advocating for one side or one party anyway. That's your personal business and your personal beliefs. You keep it to yourself. Only thing you can do is encourage people to vote. Another thing is, we can't be telling people who to vote for and who not, like I just said. But I would actually like to know what the congregation's response was to him, because I believe as believers, our job is to, pray for the government, that, you know, it works out well and that, you know, it works to God's will. And whoever, you know, God puts in office, it's our job to pray for that person so that, you know, he or she can make the right decisions for our country. You know, we can't dismiss our vote or not vote at all because it's not just for us. Like, you know, if he's an older gentleman, you know, you have to vote because your vote affects people that are behind you. So how selfish?
Mm-hmm.
How selfish is that? So what was the congregation's response?
To tell it that, now I'm not trying to cut you off, let me say this real quick and then say, I want to get your opinion. This guy was head of 55, but he wasn't 56. So he's old enough to know better. Nothing older, but
right.
We're all old enough to know better. But he's old enough to, and I hate to say this, but he's on the downside of, you know, he's heading towards retirement. If he does have kids, his kids is about to have kids. So he's old enough
right.
to want to be concerned about what his kids have to go through or his grandkids are going to have to go through. And Belisa,
right.
I hope I didn't cut you off or nothing like that. I just wanted to tell
you
that.
No, you didn't.
So,
yeah, you did it. No,
okay.
He's also old enough to have lived through civil rights. So, I mean, he saw, you know, what people had to go through, you know, of all colors, just to advocate for us to vote, too. And it's sad. But what was the congregation's response? Were they in agreement with him or?
I hate to say this, and I hope that nobody that goes to church with me gets offended by what I'm about to say. But it was like sheep.
Yes.
And there was a flock leader saying what he was saying, and like sheep, they were hallelujahing and agreeing with it. I didn't budge. Tracy didn't budge. We sat there, and I looked at Tracy. Tracy looked at me, and we was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around, and everybody's, hallelujah. And I'm looking around like, did y'all hear what he's saying? Am I the only,
wow.
I'm about to say the N-word, cussing in here that is blasphemous? Like, I understand you're entitled to your opinion. And I give them that. But if I disagree with something, I'm going to speak on it.
Yeah.
And they were, and then one lady stood up and started doing the Christian strut and talking about some of them. I'm like, wait a minute. No! I'm sorry. It bothers me. We gotta stop being sheep. And this is my other episode of Law and Order. I know both of you ladies watch the show. Do y'all remember the episode of Law and Order with Robin Williams?
Yep.
It might have been
do.
2006, 2005.
Mhm.
You guys remember that one?
Yep.
Stop being sheep. Think your own thoughts and have your own opinion. Did I answer your question, Felicia?
Yes, you did, and I was afraid that was the answer.
Okay, you didn't give your say what you got to say.
Honestly,
hello?
All
right.
I don't understand people sometimes. Like, why would you go in front of a congregation and say something like that? Like, I don't understand what was the motive. Like, I don't understand that. And especially us, we need to vote. And it's the same conversation that I have with people at my job. And I work with people with all ethnicities and backgrounds, and even they're talking about they're not voting. And I tell them, like, my granny, who I loved and admired so much, was not allowed to vote until she was 60 years old. 60 years old, she was not allowed to vote. in this country until she was 60 years old. And then every election, she went to vote afterwards because she was allowed to vote finally. And that was like in the 1970s, late 70s at that. So for our people to go through the struggle of trying to vote, and now it's like, oh, well, I'm not going to vote. I don't like who's in. I don't like who's running. Okay. Well, you can write in the candidate if you want to. You are allowed to do that.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter. Just go vote. Like, it's a privilege to go vote. It's not something
that's
just there.
And that's what
it's not
has been
like. I don't understand.
Wait, I'm sorry.
That like I don't want to vote. Like, okay, well, you're wasting an opportunity. And when things do go down the shithole, I'm sorry to curse, but it's partially your fault.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially as leaders in the church, and I don't want to put, Alicia, I hope I'm not putting your business out there too much, but you are in a leadership role at church, and I was at one time. And we have an obligation to the people in the congregation to try to lead them in the right way and not force our opinions on other people. And I felt as though you took that as a platform to voice his opinion about something. And if he's still salty about it and he don't want to go vote, don't vote. Don't vote. But I know what I want. And Felicia and I, we talked about this before. If my limbs ain't working that day, I expect one of y'all to come around here and push me around there in my wheelchair. But I'm going. We got to keep somebody out there office. And
I just became a resident in New Jersey, probably like, I want to say last year I became a resident of New Jersey. Everything I had was still registered in Ohio. Now, I'm not going to go drive 8-9 hours just to go vote, but guess what? I did. I did absentee ballots in 2008 to vote.
Yeah,
because I could do an absentee ballot because I worked in New York City and they allowed that. All I had to do was write a letter stating and have a business card stating I am a resident of Ohio, but I am currently working in New York City. Bam, they sent me an absentee ballot. Just like that.
There you go.
So there's no excuse.
There you go. And here's something else that this brother said. I hope I'm not picking on this brother or just, but just something else that he said that irks my soul too. And it's still one of my daughter's lines. Talking about people always saying they are part of the black community. He doesn't like that statement because he doesn't live in a black community. He has white people live across the street from him. He has an Asian family up the street. And I wanted to say, idiot. Not that type of community. That's not what that term means. The we're all one community as far as black people, as far as Asians, as far as Latino. We are all, and we don't have to live in the same neighborhood to be a part of the community. You understand what I'm saying? And when he said that, I'm like, no. We should want to do things. We should want to go out our comfort zone and do things. And he said people ask him different times to go talk to this school and to go do this. And he had said, why? This is to help out the black community or speak about the black community and what we can do to better the black community. And he's like, well, I'm not a part of the black community. So, bang. I'm like, no, you should be down there, lending your voice, helping the younger person out. I coach football, I coach basketball. I was a part of the youth ministry at my church because I wanted to help out with the youth because I thought my voice or my presence would be, I would be a good male role model to younger people. And I slacked off with that the last couple of years. My kids got older and they started doing their own thing. But I definitely want to get back into that, which I expressed a couple of weeks ago. Stop labeling ourselves as, you know, I'm not a part of this, I'm not a part of that. And just help out. And on that, ladies, I like your opinion.
I was just going to put out the information for voter registration. You know, it just put it in my mind that some people who aren't registered or need to switch over their address and whatever may not know the deadline and the website. So since a lot of our, well, most of our viewers, I believe, are in the state of Pennsylvania, the website is actually www.pavoterservices.state.pa, and the deadline to vote for the November 8th election, which is the big primary election, is October the 11th. That is the last day to do it. I moved too, so it was really easy. They just ask you a few questions, and you just got to wait a few days, and then it's all done online, and you are good to go. So please register to vote if you are not, if you are 18 or older, and please, your voice will be heard somehow, but it will not if you choose not to vote.
Alicia, thank you. Thank you for doing it.
Sure.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And God appreciate you there. You're on top of your game, as usual.
This is important.
Listen, it's very important. It's very important. You know what? We're sitting here talking about this. You know what I'm watching right now on BET? 12 Years a Slave. And look how far we've come since this point.
Have we?
And we've come far, but we still have a long way to go. We definitely have a long way to go. And
that's
that
a whole nother show.
That is a whole nother show that we'll save for another time. You ladies got anything else to say before I take commercial? Can I take this first commercial?
Just go vote, people.
Plain and simple and to the point. Just go vote. Just do it. Back in the 90s, what was that saying? Back in the 90s, rock the vote. And all the rappers and singers got together with their Rock the Vote shirts and telling people to go vote.
You know?
And at one time, they did used to have people that used to stand on the street and would ask you, were you registered to vote? And if you weren't, they could register you or help you register right then and there. In the 90s, they did do that, and I don't see that anymore. But on that note, commercial, and when we come back, hopefully Keith would have called. If he hasn't called, we're going to talk some WWE news. Alicia Brown is probably the happiest person on the planet right now.
And still. Hashtag and still.
Her man crush every day is still the heavyweight champion. But let me take this commercial. We'll get back on that. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 30. Woo-hoo! Yeah! You know, the music and the guns popping off. Here the fireworks. Boom! Volume 30. We'll be right back.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car. Rent a movie for the family. A few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin on the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance, branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, volume 30. Almost forgot the name of the show for a little. I didn't get hit in the head once we come out there.
That's that old age
kicking in. We're going to get into the WWE pay-per-view, and we're going to start. And if Keith calls in, we'll put a pin in it, go to the Sixers talk, and then we'll go back to it. How's that sound, lady?
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. Last Tuesday night was the WWE draft. And this was the highest watched show on the USA Network this past week, which was good. Some of your favorite wrestlers went to different shows. They went to SmackDown, or they went to Raw. And some NXT guys got called up, which I thought was cool. Felicia, can you give us a rundown of who went to what show?
Like the whole draft?
If you know.
All right. Well, first off, they broke it down into 11 rounds. It looks about like 5 picks per round for every one SmackDown draft. Raw got 2 because it's the longer show, obviously. They did about seven rounds live on television, and then they did the last 5 rounds on the WWE Network during a special show that they were running. So our first round draft picks were some heavy hitter names. We have Seth Rollins as the first overall draft pick, number 1 to Raw. Our WWE champion, Dean Ambrose, SmackDown, which is great. The WWE Women's Champion, which is great. Our WWE Women's Champion, Charlotte, went to Raw. AJ Styles, a huge name right now, went to SmackDown. And our first NXT pick and our fifth overall draft pick, Finn Balor from NXT, went over to Raw. So I'm just excited. Hopefully he'll take over the club and we'll see what's up.
I didn't even think of that. Go ahead.
What?
I'm sorry.
I didn't think of that.
I didn't think of that, but go ahead.
Can't believe you want me to read all these names. I'm not reading all these names.
All right. You ain't got to go through all of them, but just hit the major one.
Sure. Our second round, some more, you know, bigger names. Roman Reigns, boo, went to Raw. John Cena, little star power over at SmackDown.
That's how you know he's about to retire.
What?
Yeah.
No, I think he's gonna kind of steal the momentum of, you know, all the stars over there that we actually like, you know, Dean Ambrose, AJ Styles. He's gonna kind of ride off of them. But we did need that star power over there just to legitimize SmackDown once again, which I don't like people saying because SmackDown has always been my favorite, but whatever. A shocking number 8 overall draft pick, Brock Lesnar to Raw. And his opponent at SummerSlam, Mr. Randy Orton, to SmackDown. And the WWE Tag Team Champions of the World, The New Day, have been drafted together as a unit to Raw. I'm just really excited about that, too. But I think they might still split up.
You know what?
I'm gonna get my opinion on that in a second. Go ahead.
But the New Day is kind of getting old to me.
No,
like at first it was funny because it was weird, but you know they were being themselves, being goofy. But watching them at the pay per view last night, like they said a couple of funny things, but I was just like, eh. Like that was the first time I was just like, eh. I didn't care.
My opinion is that they can't split them up, just not yet. And the reason why I say that is, and when you put a faction together, you always got a guy who's been there, who's helping the next star, and then you always got the young talent who wants to be like, or just trying to move up the ladder. So you got Kofi, who's been there, with Big E, who should be the next big star, with Xavier Woods coming up and learning the ropes to be that star. And I was watching Xavier Woods last night, and I popped because I hated the fact that they were trying to poke him out to Bray Wyatt, but then when he snapped and started whipping ass, I said, yes, this is what you've been waiting for from Xavier Woods. Because he's been pretty much riding the coattails for a minute, but now you actually see the brother in the ring working. He does well, and he did well, and that's why I like to see them stay together, just so Xavier can get a little bit more seasoned before you turn him loose. And you know, eventually it has to happen, but not now. I just don't want to see it happen now. Call me, you know, because I still laugh. Damn! I'm sorry, it's thunder and lightning out here. I don't know if anybody else heard that. Felicia, did you hear that?
No, I did not.
God damn it. Anyway.
Maybe you need to be a good boy.
I thought, hey, I talked about that preacher that ain't come to lightning. But, I'm still into the New Day. And every time I see Big E come out, I start cracking up because all I see is young me. But I'm glad they're still together.
Like
go ahead, Felicia. I'm sorry.
I like Big E.
Yeah,
Big E, he should call me. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm snitching.
You got the hip game. Okay.
How did you just like that?
Anyway.
I guess I'll just hit the...
Shoot. Wow. Go ahead, Felicia. I'm sorry. Talk about big.
I guess I'll just highlight the champions, and I want to highlight, you know, the NXT people that have been called up, because that is a big deal.
Please.
This kind of struck me, the fourth round, starting with, you know, the 16th draft pick, that's when we started hitting some of our champions, which is really weird, because if you have a champion, why would you put a belt on them, and then you draft them so late. But I digress. The 16th overall draft pick, the United States champion, Rusev, has been drafted to Raw. And then right after that, the Intercontinental champion, The Miz, with Maryse, has been drafted to SmackDown Live. And, yes, Rusev has also been drafted with Lana as well, so she is on Raw. Number 18, Kevin Owens to Raw. I think he should have been a second or third draft pick round pick.
I told you last week he was my first pick.
Yeah. And it's funny because I actually read an article that said the first few draft picks were not supposed to be in that order. It was supposed to be Brock Lesnar number one, Dean Ambrose number two, and Seth Rollins number three. So I don't know what happened there, but that's what they say. Let's see. A popular one, Enzo and Cass, drafted to Raw. Another NXT talent, the American Alpha team, has been drafted to SmackDown from NXT. A surprising one.
When I saw that.
You did?
I legit popped because I've been watching them in NXT, and they have very good matches.
Yes.
And to see them finally, and to see them finally get that call up, it was huge, and I hope that they can keep that same momentum and that same work rate that they had at NXT on the main roster, because that tag team put on a hell of matches, very good matches, and they worked very well together, and I think. You said they were on SmackDown, right?
Yes.
Them on SmackDown is a plus. Because
yes.
I'm not trying to cause one against the other, but I think SmackDown is a more wrestler-oriented show. You got two great wrestlers as a tag team in your show, and I think they're going to put on hell of five matches. They're going to make you want to watch them.
And wishful thinking for me that it will open the door for Mr. Kurt Angle to come back and kind of, you know, mentor them, but I guess I'm far off.
I was thinking, I thought it was going to happen already. But if it does happen, I'd love to see Angle come back. I think Kurt Angle should be in the Hall of Fame, this next Hall of Fame. You can't take nothing away from the matches Kurt Angle has had over the years. Kurt Angle has had great matches. And with just that, his demons caught up with him. And even when he moved over to TNA, he had great matches. So, I hope he does come back. Go ahead.
A surprising one. I really don't think this person is ready quite yet. And I feel, you know, she could have been a more of a powerhouse for the show she was on, but the 25th overall draft pick in round number 5 was Nia Jax. Too Raw, nonetheless, from NXT.
Boo.
I don't know. we have the return of Neville. I don't know if anyone cares, but he's in the 6th round, number 26 overall. One that really surprised me, he would have actually been in my 5th. Top 5 or top 10 draft pick Cesaro, number 28 to Raw. That's a travesty.
And you hit me to an interview he did right afterwards. And, Faye, I don't know if you saw the interview that he did talking about Cesaro, but it was kind of sort of a shoot.
No, he did another one.
Somebody sent me the link.
What'd you say?
He did another one.
Somebody sent me the link.
All right, we got to send it to you. we got to send it to you. But, yeah, he kind of sort of did a shoot. And Felicia had told me about it. And then when I did see it, I was like, ooh, did he need to say that? Like, wow. But he was pretty much saying that he shouldn't have went that late. He doesn't understand why people on the WWE aren't backing him because he's a hell of a wrestler. And he said that it can't be because of the way he talks, because he talks five different languages. And he figured, why would he get drafted to Raw when he should have got drafted to SmackDown, because he's a hell of a wrestler. And when he said it, said, I'm like, oh, like, did he need to say that?
I don't know if you caught the Battleground pre-show, but he did another one. He was highly upset that he did not get a match on the card for the pay-per-view, and it didn't even hit me. And I was like, wow, he's right. Come on.
I didn't see the pre-show, but if he said that, then maybe he might be shooting. It might be like a work shoot.
Right.
But
let's see. Some more highlights. SmackDown is doing pretty well with tag teams. Must be Teddy Long in the background doing something. But Golden Truths, they've been on Raw, drafted to Raw. The Usos, Boo, are on SmackDown. Paige and her boyfriend. Paige and her boyfriend, Alberto Del Rio, have been drafted to separate shows. Paige to Raw, Alberto to SmackDown, and I heard that they're causing a fuss, like they're somebody.
Yeah, I heard that too.
They are not somebody. let's see. The rest were announced on the WWE Network. Still got the Dudley Boys hanging in there to Raw. Zack Ryder, of course, the SmackDown. Another NXT call-up. Yes, to SmackDown. Another NXT call-up, Alexa Bliss, to SmackDown from NXT. We'll see how that works.
Yeah.
The Wyatts have been broken up. Looks like Braun Strowman to Raw. Bray Wyatt to SmackDown, along with Eric Rowan, I believe, is also on SmackDown.
Yes.
And if you're asking where Luke Harper is, he is out on injury. So that probably had something to do with their split as well.
I was just about to speak on that. Trust me, they're not breaking the Wyatts up. As soon as Luke Harper is ready, they're going to put them all back together on SmackDown. Go ahead.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, because they kept alluding to the fact that they're going to get bigger, you know, and stronger, separate, because now their influence is spread on two shows. So come a pay-per-view, you know, they might get together and, you know, do some of their old stuff. James's favorite NXT call-up, Miss Ava Marie to SmackDown. That's your favorite WWE women's star right now. I like Ava Marie. I'm not going to front on her. I like her gear. I like her look. I think she's gotten better in the ring. You know, of course she needs work, but so does someone who held the belt for three times now in Roman Reigns. You know, they compare her to Nikki Bella and Brie Bella. Nikki and Brie have been in the business for like 8 years, and they have just jumped off the curb in progression in 8 years. So give Ava Marie a chance. She's beautiful. She's a great
look. Are you campaigning for this?
I am. Make Ava Marie relevant.
Listen. I could take a broom, put a red wig on the broom, and put a set of titties on it, throw it in the ring, and that broom will work better than Ava Marie ever would. I'm sorry, the girl can't work. She should not have left NXT. I've watched a couple of her matches. I'm like, oh, God. Why? Why are you still here? But I digress.
She would be a good manager.
A good valet, yeah.
I think she'll be an excellent valet. Wrestler, she ain't got it. She ain't got
it. Yeah, when you don't have it, that's what you go to.
She's trying.
Okay, I'll give her that. She is trying. She's trying, but some people get it. Some people don't. You go back on Nia Jax, I don't think she's ready either. She should have stayed for a little bit longer. She had a couple of decent matches.
Yeah, but she worked better than Eva Marie.
Oh, way better. Way better. So neither, both of them should have stayed in NXT, ask me.
Mm.
But was that it, Felicia, or did you have a couple more points?
Yeah, I just can't believe some of these stars that actually got drafted. I really forgot they were there, like the Shining Stars. Did anybody know who they were? Was it Epico and Primo? I didn't know their name was Shining Stars. So they've been drafted to the flagship show. And I'll just go through the last, you know, 6 draft picks. Alicia Fox, The Raw. At 54, Erin Rowan to SmackDown, Dana Brooke to Raw, so I guess she's still going to be with Charlotte, Mojo Riley, an NXT call-up to SmackDown, Curtis Axel, number 58 to Raw, and our last NXT call-up, Carmella to SmackDown. And the biggest news of the draft, Heath Slater is a free agent, everybody. Grab this man.
Yeah.
Someone grab this man.
You're funny.
He's a free agent. It's money.
You're funny. My
I'm serious.
Opinion,
he's going to be champ one day.
My opinion on the draft as a whole, it was entertaining. It was very entertaining. I think they got through a lot of a draft picks quickly, which I did like. They kept it moving, and then, you know, the ones, you know, didn't get picked up during the show, you know, you were able to go on the network and see it happen. And I like the fact they had the network going along with the show. So after the person got drafted, they were doing interviews and stuff, and I feel it was done well. Now, let's get into the pay-per-view. Last night was the first pay-per-view since the draft. Battleground. And to be honest with you, I enjoyed this pay-per-view. I thought it had a bunch of solid matches. And the show stealers for me, and I hate to see, but eventually you have to end a feud. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens tore the freaking building down.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I was proud of both of them. I enjoyed the ending. The feud ended there. And I was actually like, wow, I would have loved to see them one more time. Because I think they let them, I think they took the leashes off of them and said, y'all have at it.
Mm-hmm.
Sami Zayn took a very bad bump. That's why I'm not a big fan of the flippy fly, but this is my opinion. But he did something off the ropes. His butt hit too close in. And he kind of landed on his shoulder, so he might be injured. He sold the shoulder through the match, which was cool. But I hope he didn't re-injure it because he did land right on it, on the apron, which was the hardest part of the ring. So hopefully he's okay. The snoozer match was Becky Lynch and Natalya. I hope I don't ever have to see them wrestle again. It was just bad.
Oh, wow.
Becky Lynch is decent to me, but I think she needs help some type of way. I don't know what they can actually do to get her stock back up because her stock has fallen. And
you know what's going on with Becky?
What?
Over the weekend during Comic-Con, Becky Lynch was on a panel, and she decided to
pop off
a little bit. So I think the Comic-Con curse is coming upon her. So look for Becky Lynch to be losing clean During Comic-Con, there was a panel, and Becky Lynch kind of went off the rails talking about how, yeah, we have all these great women wrestlers, but they're still not putting us in, you know, I guess legitimate storylines. They're not spreading them out enough. They're putting them all in one group. Like, you know, you'll get Charlotte with Becky with Sasha when they should really be spread out more amongst the rosters. So they're like, hey, you know, we got these women. Let's just put them in here. Let's just put them in here and not really think about, you know, what they're doing with them. But for her to be new and to pop off like that, I just think that, you know, she needs to be glad that, you know, she got the call up. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like these amazing women wrestlers have been called up, and we finally got what we've been wanting, but a lot of the fans still aren't happy. They're picking them apart. Oh, she can't talk. Oh, she looks like this. Oh, she looks like that. But we got great women wrestlers, you know, shut up and watch wrestling.
Sorry.
But I think the Comic-Con curse is upon Becky Lynch, so look for her to be losing every match she's in clean for the next month or so. And I don't care because I think she's boring now. I was a big fan of her. I love the steampunk idea, but she's very boring now to me.
Well,
I mean,
I still like her.
Agree. I still like her as a worker.
Mm-hmm.
Her wrestling skills are so clean. Like, you can't deny that at all. And I like her little quirky gimmick. Like, she's actually a good talker. But I don't think the universe likes her too much. Like, Charlotte is a good heel.
Yeah,
I got to say, Charlotte is a good heel. And Sasha Banks,
she
can play either one. She can play face or she can play heel. Like, whatever one. It's like, where does Becky Lynch fall? She's a good worker.
That's a problem because you don't know exactly how to take her. The steampunk thing, like, I get it, but maybe a lot of people don't get it.
Right.
And she's been on the B side of the mat. Like, she kind of had a point with what she said because, you know, the women's division always goes to champ and who's fighting the champ. And then if there's another women's match, it's very quick, it's like kind of pointless. And they have to work out better storylines for the women. I totally agree. And let them do what they do. She's kind of fallen to the wayside because you got Charlotte, you got Sasha Banks, big head Sasha Banks, her head is so huge. And
stop.
I'm sorry. If you guys want to talk about Sasha Banks and big ass head. And then, you know, they bring a lot of, you know, a lot of heat to their matches, and then all the rest of the women are just like pretty much there. And it is sad. Or maybe they should, I don't know, have a whole women's show, maybe, where just the women are wrestling, where you could just focus on the women wrestling. I don't know what's going to help them build their
You mean take another idea from Ring of Honor, but give Ring of
Honor.
Yeah.
Hey, if it works, it works. But I don't know. I just feel bad for her, and then she ran her mouth, and now I think she's in trouble. But that was the snoozer match of the night, the heavyweight championship. Oh, let me go back. The intercontinental match I thought was going good to the ending. I had text Felicia right after the ending and said, that was freaking stupid.
Yeah, I didn't like how it ended either.
Bashley getting pushed down
twice. Have a heart attack.
It looked like he was sitting there laughing. With his shirt half ripped off, with his tail white shit looking like a box of mashed potatoes. And I'm like, what the hell is happening? And then they rang for the bell so quick afterwards. After he put him in the chicken wing, they heard him ringing for the bell. I was like, damn, was that 10 seconds? I don't know. That kind of fell flat. The Rusev Zack Ryder match kind of fell flat. I don't think they gave Zack Ryder enough heat. And I think Rusev kind of squashed him. And then Mojo Rawley didn't make his debut and ran out of that, which I liked, but I see an eventual turn happening down the line.
Now, I think
but
the people
think
are going to like,
probably,
I think the universe is going to like the Hype Brothers. I like them in NXT.
Yes.
I did too. And I hope they do keep them together, but I kind of sensed something. My spider sense started tingling for a second. I'm like, they're going to split them up. But I hope not. Now,
and I'm trying to.
The main event.
Now, the first match. The first match is what kind of set the tone for the pay-per-view, and that's the that should be like for every show.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm glad you brought that back up. The first match was the Divas tag match. It was Charlotte and the other chick. You know.
Dana Brooke.
Dana Brooke.
Thank you. Dana Brooke versus Big Head. Banks.
Oh, my God.
And Big Head Banks and a mystery partner.
She's going to headbutt you.
She probably will and probably kill me.
But Bailey is a big head, too.
Bailey does have a big head. But the mystery partner was Bailey. Felicia and I called it. We said it's probably going to be Bailey. And it was Bailey. She came out to a huge pop. And then they kind of killed it on commentary because they kept saying she didn't get called up to the main roster yet. She's just here for this one match. I'm like, why?
Right.
Why? Why would you just bring her up for that match? But you're sitting there back down in NXT, but you got Gigantor and the Redhead Mox both on regular
Oh, my God.
That's regular
Gigantor? Is that a Mortal Kombat character? What is Gigantor?
I don't know where I got there from.
Okay.
Wasn't that Super Friend? Wasn't that the Super Friend that chick she was with the Legion of Doom?
I can't believe you said that.
She is big. I'm just saying.
What do you think they're going to say about me?
There's a difference, though.
No, there's no difference. To a wrestling
there's
fan,
a difference.
There's no difference. No, to a wrestling fan, there's no difference.
I see a difference. Anyway, back to my statement. Becky should be Bailey. I'm sorry, Bailey should be on the main roster before them two chicks. And she got a huge pop, and they put on a good match. And even Sasha Banks kind of sort of popped when she came out, when she heard the fan reaction, even she kind of smiled. Like, wow, they really into her. And I think they're missing the boat. I damn sure would have brought her up before that damn Eva Marie. Damn sure. But I digress. Any thoughts?
I think I'm in the minority because I think Sasha's kind of losing her steam. Maybe it's because she's a face. I like her way better as a heel. And
you know why
sadly,
Sasha's losing her steam. We don't have to go there. We know why she's losing her steam.
But she still gets the pops, though, so it's up to her to kind
of
play
she's
off
of that. Used. If she's used, like Charlotte's always on TV, and now they got Dana Brooke on every episode, if she was constantly being seen, it'd be different. But, you know.
That's true, but they also made her a face, too, and, you know. I don't know. But also, I think Bailey didn't perform the best she could have last night. I don't know if it was the excitement or the nerves, but I've seen Bailey perform way better. So I just hope they find, you know, a good footing with her and she gets comfortable and that they do call her up on the main roster. Maybe they're not calling her up yet because they see what I'm saying right now, but I think Bailey's amazing. I love to see the four horsewomen go at it, and I just hope they, you know, do the right thing with them because it's kind of not working anymore on the main roster.
No.
To me.
Yeah, I agree. And main event was a triple threat.
Woo!
All three members of the Shield. And while I was sitting here watching it, I was saying to myself, who's going to go over in this match? is it going to be Seth Rollins or is it going to be Dean Ambrose? Because either one of them is going to pin Roman Reigns. I knew Roman Reigns was not winning that match. So the whole time
man,
I'm thinking, who's going to be the one to pin Roman Reigns? What did you say?
They booed him out the building.
Yeah. But
they didn't even
Dick
say his name.
Him.
They just knew he was next, and they booed him out
nope.
the building.
They said Pensacola,
maybe,
Florida, and they were booed.
Yep.
Maybe this would be what he needs to help him. Heal him out. He grew that beard. Have him grow the beard out. Have him just killing people and being nasty. And don't let him talk. And see where you go with it. But maybe that'll help him. Because him as a face just was not working at all. People can't stand him. And I knew the whole time what if either Dean or Seth is going to pin Roman Reigns. And I'm glad Dean did. And I thought it was cool. And it's... And he got a huge pop at the end, and then the roster came out and held him up, and it ended on a good note. Very good show. Very good wrestling
can
show.
Can I comment on what happened after the match? Why in the blue hell would the Usos hoist up Dean Ambrose as the champion? The Usos. Why would they hoist up Dean Ambrose? Didn't your cousin just lose?
You know,
weren't you just riding
they
were for your cousin?
I didn't notice that.
That makes zero sense. It's just weird. And then you see Cena coming out first. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to take your momentum, Dean. Blah, blah, blah. We're best friends. And then I'm going to beat you. Then I'm going to be the 17-time champion. Blah, 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 blah. No. Hello?
That was how you really feel.
I'm sorry. I just had to speak on that. WWE makes no sense
sometimes.
Okay. It's weird.
You know what? During that match, I did notice, and I thought about it, but I didn't see them hoist them up at the end. But during that match where they were showing the two locker rooms into the match, I noticed that they showed the Usos kind of cheering for Dean. I'm like, wait a minute. Hey, y'all should get y'all cut.
So
but I didn't notice them horse him up at the end.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they were told to, you are the guys that have to pick him up after he wins his match. Like, they probably told him he had to. I'm just saying.
So.
It's cute because they're twins, that's why.
Yeah. That was the Battleground pay-per-view. And, tonight, Raw should have some surprises.
I think the cruiserweights are coming up tonight. I think. Felicia.
Yes, I'm excited.
Did Felicia just pop again?
Yes.
I have a question, though. Will the champs be working both shows? Like, will Charlotte be working both Raw and SmackDown and Dean both shows, too? Because I don't want to watch Raw without Dean.
From what I read, that the champions were going to stay the champions, and they were going to work between both shows.
Oh, good.
So you'll see Dean on Raw sometimes, you know, if, you know, the situation comes up where the Raw wrestler is the number one contender, then, you know, he'll come up on Raw to work the program that way. It's like the old territorial days with the NWA. And, you know, Flair would go from territory to territory to territory to take on the top guy. And that's what I think they're going to do with the champions as far as Charlotte and Dean going back and forth between shows. So, yeah, I think that's going down. So before we wind this show up, we got to take another commercial. Keith never called, and I tried to text him, and he didn't answer my text. So, I guess he's not going to be able to call it. But Felicia saw a movie that I saw, and she has her own opinion on it. I'm going to let her speak on it.
Well, I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to reiterate everything you said because you pretty much recap, you know, the movie. But I saw two movies this weekend. I did see The Purge, Election, which James saw, Big Daddy, which he saw. And I actually liked it a lot more than Big Daddy. So I'm going to give it a 3.5 Big Daddy booties. I feel like this time we had some characters that we were really invested in, some returning characters. So I really liked it. And I think it's just, I don't know if they planned it that way, but it's really parallel to, you know, what's kind of going on in today's world. And it's actually really scary. I think if Donald Trump gets elected, we will be having somewhat of a purge. But the second movie I saw was the horror film Lights Out.
Dang, girl.
Like scary movies, yes. Yes. My sister cheated me, and I paid for one to cheat her, so we're movie buffs in our house. But it is a scary movie, and I liked it. The creature was really good, so that makes a big difference. And it also kind of expounded on some psychological things, which I really like, too, because I like movies that make you think and, you know, stuff like that. It's not just jump scares. It's actual, you know, suspense and thrillers and things that make you think. So the creature was scary. The story could have been a little more in-depth and good. The characters were good. So I'm going to give it a 2.5 Big Daddy booties for Lights Out.
Okay. Now, next week, we're going to be talking about another movie that I'm going to have to go see by myself because everybody's bailing on me. And I'm a little bit of a nerd, but it is what it is. I don't care. But Star Trek Beyond, I'm going to go see it, and I will give you my opinion on that. Yeah, Star Trek Beyond. Don't get quiet.
And you have a lot of people that want to see that. Don't worry. I just don't want to see that.
Anyway, everybody bailing on me. Don't want to see Star Trek. You grew up on it.
Who did? I didn't.
But,
no.
So, I'll be giving you a review on that next week.
And Jason
I'm going to take
Bourne.
This last. Oh, yeah, and Jason Bourne. That's another one I'm going to go see. I don't have to see that one alone. My movie buddy wants to see that, too.
Yeah.
Well, let me take this last commercial, and I'm going to come back with a relationship question, and then we're going to get on out of here. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 30.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is a perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromhomes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Okay, I'm going to meet this Anthony Muscarella guy one day. I got to meet him. Welcome back to Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 30. I'm going to ask you, ladies, two relationship type question things. They're simple, not really in depth this time, but I'm just curious. Would y'all date someone of a different religion than yours?
I mean, no, as long as it's not atheist, yeah.
So, if he was a Muslim, and you being a Christian, you would date him. Actually, I'm talking about serious, like, marry him. Okay. What about you, Lisa?
Yeah. At the end of the day, love is love. You can't help who you fall in love with, but if you fall in love, I mean, it is what it is. Like I said, long as you're not here.
Maybe date, but I don't think I could marry. You know, I believe in the whole equally yoked and all that stuff. But I actually was involved with, he wasn't an atheist, but he was a Wiccan. So if you know anything about that, it's...
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. But he did believe in, like, a higher power, like God, and he believed in, you know, Mother Nature and all that stuff. So it didn't work out, but not because of that. So it just goes to show you that it's all about the personality and the person. Long as you're open to, you know, each other.
Okay. I'm pretty much the same way you said, Felicia. Like, I would date you, but as far as marriage, no, we got to be of the same faith. We have to go, you know, we have to believe in the same thing because we're going to raise our kids the same way.
Yeah.
So we got to be going the same direction. Now, here's another one. You meet a guy. You guys start liking one another. You guys start dating, and he's about to bring it on home. You know what I'm talking about. But he stops you right before it happens, and he says, let me tell you something before it goes down. I'm HIV positive.
Yep.
Yep, yep.
What do you do?
Yeah. I'll tell you exactly what I do. Nah. And then leave. And then I'm out.
Malicia?
No, I can't. Like, I'm nosy, so I feel like that would have came out in the beginning. So, you know. I'm that person that's like, so where do you see yourself in 5 years on, like, the first date? Probably why, you know, I have a hard time out here.
Okay.
I can't.
If they said they was HIV positive, I gotta agree with y'all. Hell no. Glad you told me. You know, deuces, we could be friends. You know, but no, we can't go any further than this because it is what it is. But I have started dating someone. This is back when I was a teenager. And this made me think of it. Her and I were dating back and forth. And, you know, we was, you know, talking about it. We started kissing a little bit. One thing is about to lead to another. She stopped me and said she had herpes. And I was like, what the f-? And I got pissed. And you should have told me this before. So, of course, I had to go and have an embarrassing conversation with my parents. And, you know, and I went to the doctors and they drew blood. I never contracted anything, trust me. But what if she didn't say anything? What if I didn't take the precautions of wearing protection because I was young? You understand what I'm saying? And this way, these young people that's listening, you have to get to know the people who you're about to be intimate with because things happen. And it almost happened to me years ago. And this was in the 80s. And, you know, I didn't have a bunch of money. So if she would have let me, I probably would have did it without protection. It would have been in some trouble now. But nothing happened. You know, I didn't catch anything. I didn't even do it to her. But I'm just saying, what if we'd have went a little bit further? So be careful who you sleep with.
Wrap it up.
On that, and just like Felicia, had said, you got to be nosy. You got to ask these questions. How many people have you been with? Where do you see yourself in the future? What were you, who were you dating before you started dating me? Did you go to jail?
That's true.
And honestly, if the person has an issue or an attitude that you're asking those questions, they're not the right person for you anyway. So there's no loss to
exactly.
You.
Exactly. Get out, run away, let it go. That person ain't for you. There's plenty of people out here. And you damn sure won't catch nothing. So on that note, ladies, I want to thank you guys for a wonderful show. I want to thank you guys for rocking out with me for 30 shows. I'm sorry none of my guest people called in. Maybe next week or maybe in a future week they'll call in or whatever. It's hard trying to get people to call in, but hopefully they will. Any last words, Faye?
Nope. Everybody be good. Go vote.
Yes.
Excuses to go vote.
Felicia?
I believe we're in the middle of a heat wave. Everybody, please stay cool. Do not be that dummy that's trying to jog outside. Just stay inside and drink lots of water, please. And thank you all for riding with us for 30 shows. We need your help to continue to go 30 more. So please continue to listen. Please continue to call.
And on that note, just like Felicia said, I went to my front door today and felt like I got hit in the face with Satan's balls. It is that hot.
Are you there?
Out there. It's that bad out there. It's starting to storm here now, but when I went out from my front door earlier.
That's dangerous, ain't it?
What?
All right. All right.
I won't do nothing. I'll probably just be out there.
I guess she is.
Call me later.
Oh, sorry. Honey just got called in to work. You know, it was like a thunderstorm right now. I'm not understanding that.
Tell you what, tell him I said be careful out there because it's bad.
Yeah, I know.
But we're going to wrap
it
up.
He got called in the court.
Poor honey.
Hard working man.
On that note, want to say there's three different types of people in the world: those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Faye Jackson, Alicia Brown, and Big Daddy that make things happen. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I wanted to say that, I forgot the other. Anyway, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, so as you believe in him, shall not perish, but be given everlasting life. He sent the Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. God bless you all. Good night. Be careful out there. See you next week. Peace.
Good night. Bye, everyone. Bye.